Brazil agrees with previous interventions that underline the importance of regional and sub-regional mechanisms for through-life management of ammunition. We fully recognize the importance for technical assistance and capacity building. In this regard, we'd also like to stress that from our perspective and experience, the most efficient projects are designed from the start pursuant to the principles of demand-driven cooperation, sustainability, and focus on capability-enabling lines. We wish to reaffirm also the relevance of regional and sub-regional mechanisms for coordinating political and technical positions, setting guidelines, establishing common terminology, and sharing information, including for operational purposes. Already had the opportunity to address Brazil's experience within the amplified Mercosur Working Group on Firearms and Ammunition in that respect. We concur with China that the UN Safeguard as a strong platform where many contributions are provided by the industry deserves to be strengthened. Its program is well positioned to propose, along with the other stakeholders, responses to challenges in the key areas of national ownership, regional cooperation, and international cooperation and assistance. Yesterday, we had the chance to address civil society's important role. Today, we'd also like to refer to academia as an essential stakeholder for furthering knowledge on the matters at hand. Mr. Chair, we'd also like to support Panama's intervention on gender implications to through-life ammunition management, diversion of ammunition fuels criminality, and domestic violence, causing graver impacts on women and girls. It's an area where further analysis is therefore convenient. Thank you.